But you said that there was two rock bottoms.
Yeah, that was with us together.
So, yeah, man. Did you guys want to talk about that? I mean,
yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Like, but in like a sense where, you know, how'd you guys get out of it, or whatever that helped you guys out?
Because I know a lot of listeners still on the way out of it. You know what I mean? We're still on our way out of it. So, where we are right now, I'll tell you what led up to it is.
Because you guys don't have to get into anything.
Yeah,
don't want
yeah, no details. No need for details. I'll give you enough to understand what's going on. Right now, we have money to do things. Mm-hmm. But the credit and the rental history is all screwed up, you know? Mm-hmm. And the reason being is, what's that Samoan word?
Fala lovers.
Okay. You know, we helped out a lot with that at the time.
Yeah.
And
That is our duty to us, you know, Samoan families. That's
helped
what we
out
do.
A lot.
You know?
And then,
that's,
you know.
Yeah, that was something that
just with everything going on, you know, and the family member that was passing away was super close to her. And it hit her hard. And you lost your job at the time.
No, I quit.
You quit and went to another job.
Actually, he was like a dad to me.
Yeah.
You know? And
someone that passed away? Okay.
It's my uncle, but he raised us after my dad passed.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't even sleeping, okay? So I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. I would get off work, go home, shower, make sure they were okay.
Well,
you know, maybe argue with him because he was like, you need to be home asleep, you know? And I understood where my husband was, but I had to tell him, like, family, you know, this is how we do it, family. So I would go to the hospital, stay there for a couple hours, 2 hours of sleep.
While your uncle was ill. So he was ill.
Yeah, and I was in the hospital with him. I had to sleep there.
Yeah, she was showered over there.
Yeah.
And then
it was just a rotate, no sleep.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I was just going until he passed. Yeah. And I was so busy. You know, in my mind, it was, family. Yeah. I got to help. I got to. This is what I got to do. But I forgot that I already had my own family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just like that, was gone.
So what happened is she was helping out financially with them.
Mm-hmm.
Our bills weren't getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was still keeping it in there. Yeah. My check was getting zapped because the courts awarded
your first wife.
Awarded her more a month than I even make.
Your so ex-wife. Okay.
They were just taking half.
The
whatever,
demon ex.
Whatever.
Right.
You can always.
We'll call her the demon devil ex. Ex devil.
Oh, yeah.
Devil. Devil.
Or you
devil.
Just call her the ex-wife.
I feel sorry for her. I don't. This demon of a demon now.
Just devil ex. So anyway.
Cause I'm just going off. I'm feeding off the vibe.
That's,
So. And you picked up perfectly. Literally, you picked up perfectly. But
So anyway, my check was getting zapped, and then so it was keeping up. But the apartments, they were so cool, man. They were just like, as long as you guys have been here, you were the only family that always paid on time.
Gotcha.
Everybody goes through this. She goes, everybody is behind, and I work with you. They let us go 3 months behind.
Okay.
And still let us stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to a new job, and I think you got sick, right?
Yeah.
And the new job let her go.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am, like...
Back again. Yeah.
Now I got... We're going off
financially
of my check. It's
struggling.
Not,
yeah.
I don't make enough.
Gotcha.
I do not. Mm-hmm. You know? I said, look, the highest paycheck I'm going to get a week is maybe $300.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's not even the rent. Yeah. And they're just like, there's nothing we could do.
Gotcha.
And I am not going to name the apartments. She was so cool. She said, look, this is how the system works. You can squeeze out another 2.5 months by the way I do the paperwork.
Yeah.
So I will do the paperwork for you like that. I can't do that to you. It's not fair to you. You've been so cool. Go ahead and get a renter in there.
Yeah.
So she said, all right, we're going to do it this way, and you got 20 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, they didn't do the 20 days, man. They locked the doors, and we got the day we got the truck, they did it in like 15. We come over there, locks are changed, and they took all our shit. All our shit and dumped it.
Mm.
And one whole day we weren't there. So everything we had was just like gone. And I said...
Eviction kind of eviction style.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so we got the eviction. They said you had, like, say the 28th to get out.
Yeah.
And the lady was cool. She said just stay.
Yeah.
But they came in on like the 21st and took everything. And I'm like, why is it? I go to the office. Why is the door locked? And I guess it was pretty much the other lady.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It's always the other people in the office.
Being a bitch, like, fuck that, get all their shit. And I was like, I know you guys hire companies to take that stuff. Where's that stuff?
Yeah.
I said, I don't think you understand. Like, that's all our stuff. We only have what we're wearing right now, man. They didn't give a damn.
They don't give a damn. Yeah.
Yeah. So the dude that took all the stuff, I wrote his name down because I'm going to kick his ass if I ever find him.
Uh-huh.
He thought it would be funny to get on my laptop because it didn't have a password.
Yeah.
And like Facebook messaged me, hey, I have your laptop. Do you at least want that back? And I said, I don't care about the laptop, but if there's anything that, you know, you want to save money on the weight thrown away, I'd like to come buy some of that stuff. He's like, ha ha ha, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing it with his Facebook account, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, a piece of bad advice. Don't do that kind of stuff. But anyway, you know what I mean? So there it was, and I'm just like, shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was just...
That's some fucked up bad shit, bro.
No, it's fucked up. To me, I think we could have made better decisions to stay out of it.
Yeah.
Like...
But that's life. Point,
you know, with the call of love, is just kind of say, hey, I get it. I can help, but I can't let my immediate family suffer.
You know what?
When this is done... We still got to live. We're still alive and going, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't work out that way, so. And then me, I just like, you know what? My folks got their own thing going on. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know? So, it was just a matter of trying to, you know, hey, we got an eviction. Here's a story.
Yeah.
Some people are cool. Some are not, but they're just like, you got to have it fully paid off. And it's like 3 years or some crazy stuff mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. And I'm just like... All right, well, let's put in our 3 years, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Did you get your shit back?
No, you get nothing back.
Motherfucker.
All of it gone.
Damn.
All of it. Beds, couches, TVs, they just got a whole two bedroom
house. My 49ers jersey, too. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, we're not worried about that, but, you know. But, dang. Everything else?
Yeah, they got everything, man. And,
man.
And, you know.
Yeah, it hurts my heart.
Because we've been there before, that was just kind of like a. All right, well, that's gone. All right, let's move forward. What are we going to do now, you know? And then that's pretty much all we did.
Man, your story is awesome, man. Both of you guys' story. There's a lot of people that probably been through that shit, the same shit.
I'm still going through it.
Like, I didn't get my shit, like, you know, took it like that or locked up, but we got evicted.
Yeah.
A couple evictions, you know, having to live with family members.
Yeah.
We all do that, you know. At one point, we were homeless. I was living in my car.
Yeah,
you know, but the story you guys, I mean, man, yeah, that's painful. How did you guys get through it?
I'm still going through it. Okay. But like I said, we've been down before.
Yeah.
And
how recent, I should say.
This happened last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
This was last year.
And he passed away in April, right? April?
Yeah. And we went homeless in May. And then I went into the hospital in June.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like stuff back to back to back.
And you know what is crazy though? Like I should probably stop saying devil. Is out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
The evil devil was like.
Oh, it's the kids.
Yeah. Now because of the kids, we just found this out recently.
Mm-hmm.
The kids pretty much, you know, kind of told her off and said, you know, we know what how much money you're taking from mm-hmm. our dad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all of a sudden she just became cool and said, I'm going to stop the child support, but can we agree to this amount?
Make some kind of payment arrangements.
And I was like, if you're asking me if I want to do that, yes, but
I
want it in writing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, but.
Got a CYA or cover your ass.
Yeah. But it stopped. My boss got that notice and said, I got a notice to stop collecting. I said, how much? He said, all of it.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, so that's next awesome. Week I get a full paycheck. He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So it was just like 2 free weeks. I'm like, she's good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stack it because she's going to come back, right? Later she says, all right, can we at least agree to this amount? You know, that would really help out. That'll give the boys this, blah, 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 blah. And you pay for their school lunches. And I'm like, I'll do that every week. There's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said. And it's just been that way. You know, it's kind of stayed that way. And the whole time, me and her were just so confused, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's this girl that just did everything she can and ever since we've been apart to just make my life miserable. Just became cool. And then, was it you that asked the boys?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever tell your mom about our situation?
Well, yeah, you know how us, the boys, we're like, oh, you know, don't tell people our situation. We don't want, you know, people to know.
Yeah.
And so the boys look, you know, sad, and they were like, well, I'm sorry, but we had to tell our mom because look where you guys are at. And I got on the phone. I'm crying. I said, I said, you know what? If it weren't for our kids, we'd be on the streets. Like, just real talk, you know. And he was like, why? What's going on? I said, my kids just told me what happened. Mm. And, you know, we just got through telling them, like, don't tell them what's going on. You know, like, keep that between us.
Yeah.
So I am grateful for the kids. God bless them.
So, like, half my check would get striked down. You know, even if I made overtime, that's how much they awarded her. It was just crazy. But she had this kick-ass job that she doesn't even need it. She just did it to be... just whatever changed her mind at that time. I didn't complain. I never asked why. I don't want to know why. But at the same time, she's like, now's your chance to be cool with her. And I'm like, hell no. Yeah. Because my history is you're bad. Mm-hmm. I said, this is working now. I'm going to keep it here. Mm. And I don't want to try to make it any better or any worse. This is working, and I want to leave it at that. Because every other time we try to get along. Mm. But anyway, you know, I said, you got your life. I'm not bothering you. The kids are happy. We're good.
Yeah.
We'll keep it at that, you know.
Maybe it's like I was saying earlier, whatever you call it, the universe, or you call it karma, you know, blessings from God. What you put out, the good shit you put out, it'll come back.
Come back, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I can tell from your story about you reverting back to the good things, getting the band started. Now you're helping people out, like people like me, saying, hey, Han, you want a DJ over here? You know, all these other Samoan DJs. And not only that, I'm pretty sure, you know, the vibes you push out is helping out a lot of people, like today, like this podcast.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, to me personally, you guys are getting those good vibes back, you know? Blessings, man.
Yeah.
These are blessings, you know? And your kids, too. Your kids, the good shit you're doing for your kids, your children. I mean, damn, it's just coming right back to you guys, you know what I'm saying?
That was the other thing with the boys, with the, and I always tell them, I was like, you know, keep your life going in a good path. Mm-hmm. I was like, you don't have to be a bad person to end up in a bad place. You know, there was a point where we were staying out in Fife because it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And Fife, man, if you live in a hood and you in a 206, you in a 253, you live in a hood, you ain't shit. Okay, go stay in Fife. That, you know, I would always be on Twitter, I call it Gotham. You know, mm-hmm. Gotham's just a bad city. Fife is horrible. Yeah. Fife is horrible, man. We're sitting there and this is like, just crackheads. It's just crackheads, prostitutes, and drug dealers.
And then
there's us, a regular family, just living in a room, and I'm just like... Yeah. You know, they see me, they're just like, what up, big oops? You know, first they try to scare us. You know, I just tell straight up, man, I said, you out here hoeing, you out here making money. I said, I'm out here ready to kill every single one of you to protect my family, so try it. You know, and they're just like, oh, sorry, big oops. It got to the point where they were all like...
We were like the security of the property. Literally. We were like, what you doing over here? No, you need to go.
They were protecting our cars, watching our room. Hey, man, I was watching. You was at work. I know you was at work. I was like, all right, hey, man, get the fuck out of here. And they were like, okay, man. But, yeah, they were cool, man. I mean, they were cool. It was funny. It was just funny.
Every night,
it was like, funniest stuff. I wish you guys could. It was fun to watch. Like, we didn't watch TV. We go outside.
When you got the doors, you don't need it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got cops coming up, drawing guns, and we're just like, ooh,
don't bypass us, and they'd be like, have a nice night. We got to go over here to this room. But this is how bad our situation was when we literally hit rock bottom again.
Yeah.
He paid the room, you know, where we were staying. And now we have our 4-year-old and our other 14-year-old, and we're just confused, like, how are we going to get food? Who, you know?
Yeah.
Luckily, praise God, there was people there, you know, like the couple. They would say, hey, we made some food. We just grilled some food. You guys want some? And we're like, thank God, you know. Yeah. Or one of the workers up front, she's like, here's $100. Go get you guys something to eat. I was like, thank God.
You know who's crazy? At one point, the people that were there, like, everybody there was in our same situation. Mm-hmm. One bad choice landed them in a stupid spot, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just like, we can't get a place because we got an eviction. Yeah. But it got to the point, man, where we was having a family barbecue out there. We're all just chilling, bringing the chairs outside. and Fife, when it's like rush hour, the cars don't move.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just looking at us, and I'm just like, smoking cigarettes, drinking whatever we're doing out there. And I just kind of looked around laughing. I was like,
is that where you guys are at now?
No, we're not there now.
No, praise God. That's not where we're at.
So you guys got the hell out of there.
We did. Yeah. Like the beginning of the year, we ended up moving because I told him, I said, hey, there's a place right here where they have a stove, you know, like we can cook food.
Gotcha.
He was like, all right, let's go. So it was cool in the beginning up until we left. Mm-hmm. Like they started overcharging. It just felt like they were getting over on us. And he was like, man.
It's pretty much like a studio apartment, but it was me, her, and a boy, the little boy, you know.
But he kept saying, like, it feels like every time we get ahead, we get knocked back 10 steps back, you know what I mean? So I was like, damn. So by the grace of God, his parents were like, hey, we don't want you guys there. We know what's going on around in the, you know, here in Washington. Yeah. Come. And I said, I'm going, you know, like, let's go.
Me, I was going to say, no, you know, I was like, no, we shouldn't, but she just kind of sat there, and she was like, your parents really want us there, you know.
And you have
like,
a four-year-old.
Yeah. So, you know what, and it was crazy, because we go back, and it was kind of like everything was meant to happen that way. It's been years, like, literally over 20 years before I was ever able to do anything for my parents.
Gotcha.
You know? I joke around and call myself the black sheep.
No.
But, you know, one stupid thing in my life, and it was, you know, just, this is where I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I had it, man. I was like, man, I was going to build my own business and everything. Mm-hmm. And it all fell apart. And I was like, I guess I'm just supposed to be selling dope and doing stupid stuff, you know? And, you know, like even seeing everybody, you know, advance and they're doing well, you know, I was just always hustling and grinding and just getting by every single time. Everybody's going over here on trips. I can't go because I don't have enough. But,
you guys,
you know, just we only been back there, man, maybe a month and a half or so. Yeah.
How does it feel, though?
It's good. But it's just because, man, since I've been there, I'm like fixing their sinks and toilets and fixing all this stuff, you know. Yeah. And my dad's like, the fence outside. I got you. I go fix it. I go fix that. He's like, oh, can you go get. And we're doing all this stuff for him. Yeah. And you know what?
You're helping them.
Yeah, you know how you don't understand how good it feels.
Right,
you know,
right.
It feels good.
Not absolutely. Understand.
Yeah. You're helping them help you.
Okay. I've always just avoided them. You know.
Yeah.
I've always like. But. You know they're old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I'm sitting there and just to, what was it like when they wanted to go to the church bingo?
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom's like, oh, but I go pay my $5.
I'd be getting on him. I'd be like, give her some. Mom and Dad needs this. Hand it over. And he was like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, because I told him, if my parents were still alive, I would hope you'd do the same for mine. You know what I mean? Because that's just how we are.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I appreciate you doing it. I said, your parents are, or my parents, whether you like it or not, whether I'm an in-law or not, they're my parents. Whatever they want, they get.
Yeah, just like little things, man. Just, you know, if my mom's trying to take the trash out, you know.
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to sit there like, oh, please don't ask me to take it. Please don't ask me. You know, I'm the only boy. Of course I'm going
to
take it.
Yeah.
We'd be excited to take
the
trash.
Hopefully mom just needs to go outside this time. But now I see it, I'm like, oh, I got it. You know?
Gotcha.
I sit on mom and she's just like, no, don't touch it yet. Let me dump all that. I got it. And I'm like happy to do it. Feels good to do it.
Because
I haven't done anything for them in years and they've always been the one helping me.
Yeah.
You know? And there was a point where I just sat there and said, man, my mom and dad will give me anything I ask them for.
Yeah.
And they're in a spot to help me if needed. But I don't ask them for anything. I said, and they've been able to do that all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I wasn't able to do that for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking up somewhere, you know? So just in this last year, I told her, I said, we're fucking up somewhere because we can't do for them what our parents were able to do for us. I said, we're there's something missing here, you know?
Yeah.
We got to figure that out. So, you know, then when you know, they were saying, you know, you moving here is going to help us, you know?
Yeah.
Help me pay this because, you know, I think he probably because we had a lot of deaths in the family last year.
Uh-huh.
So I think I think debt was built up from that.
Yeah.
And I just told him, I said, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, I told my wife, I was like, however long they want us to stay, I don't mind if you don't mind. Because I kind of like helping them. And she's just like, I ain't leaving until they're good. Until they say,
I love it.
We're rich. Yeah. We're not
You know, I love like, it, you know, they're literally just like, you know, they're my blood. You know what I mean? If I could do this for, if I had $1 million, I would give them the world. You know what I mean? Like whatever they want, I would give it to them. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I told him, I would hope you'd do the same if it were my parents.
You know, if I was going back because I didn't have enough to make it, I'd feel bad. I'd be like, hell, my pride would get in the way. Mm. But I know I don't have to be there, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my being there is helping them, and it's just a good feeling. I haven't been able to give anything back to them since I was, like, literally, like, 21. And I'm 32 now.
Mm-hmm. You wish.
I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I know you're
older. Now, I might be 32, but you, on the other hand.
No, I love that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, it's not.
It's a couple of years fun. I'm just kidding.
Like you said, you know, it's just like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe that's it. Put you back, because last episode, you know, you guys listened to the last episode.
Yeah.
And I was talking about Tyler's dad passing away.
Yeah.
And when I'm hearing your story, you're there with your parents, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Like, my parents passed. Right. So you just say yours passed.
Gone.
We just had Tala's dad, you know, pass. And everything in life, whether it's fucking money, you know, all the shit you lost, you know, in the apartments, the kiai, all that shit you couldn't get back. Like, none of that shit matters when it comes to, like, your loved ones. You know, like us, like here right now, like just talking right here, but especially your loved ones, your children, your parents. So to me, when I heard that, when you said that, I was like, fuck. Yeah, it did happen for a reason, man. Yeah. It's that time where saying, cherish these moments with your parents and like you feel good, like helping your mom, you know, do stuff like take out the garbage. Like you were just saying, when you're a kid. But now, like, man, to me, that's amazing, Moose. That, and like pride. Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. Like you were saying, like if my young one back then, but my pride now, it's not even about that.
Yeah.
We all been through that. Living with our parents. Before we moved to this apartment, we stayed 3 years with my family.
Yeah.
Living together in the same house just because financially we were struggling.
Yeah, because we hit rock bottom. We hit rock bottom. We were evicted. Yeah. We couldn't get in anywhere. Our credits were shit.
Yeah. So listening to your story is like, you guys have the perfect opportunity to be with your parents, to help each other out, and to save money.
To help you out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. While you're learning through the Growing Sound One podcast.
There it is. While you're learning.
While you're learning.
I'll learn.
It's okay, sister.
It's okay. But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
For his parents, whether it's just only $50 that I have, I will lend it over. Like, money to me, especially when it comes to them, is nothing.
I love that.
I will give it to them.
I know. She went to that little church bingo with my mom last night.
She was lucky. Like,
I want $50.
You want 50?
Like, well, I already know you gave it to him.
You bingo? Was it straight line?
I gave it to your mom and your...
No, blackout. Beva.
Ooh, the blackout.
Survival.
I can't play bingos.
No, but twice.
Me neither.
I've been wanting to shoot one.
No,
like I said, savers, spenders. Right. Non-bingo players, bingo players.
Okay, well, maybe.
You know what I do when I see a slot machine?
He plays a penny.
30 minutes of my life gone. Oh, that was an hour and a half.
EQC, you know how they say 2 hours you play, you get to get a comp, right? Mm-hmm. He'll literally spend 2 hours on one machine. Yeah. One penny.
Oh, that's me. I got that on lockdown, too.
My husband's got it timed. So if you use your card, it takes 15 seconds the interval before you have to.
Because they changed everything now.
So that way, it still counts that you're playing.
Yeah.
My husband will sit there and literally 15 seconds, press. And I'm over there like.
So you got to press before 15?
So you basically like, you play and then you count 15. Well, I have my timer on my phone.
Yeah, he does.
I even put my timer out.
Oh, my God, it's so bad.
Because I'm trying to get that $20 comp to get my, what's the special
is it 20 dinner? Or 25?
20 at the small one.
At the small one. Oh, at the hotel. What? The one in Fife.
25.
Oh, yeah. One. So the big one.
The big one is time, right?
And EQC, by the way, is Emerald Queen Casino.
It's a casino, man.
Mm-hmm. Casino.
So. Where these Native Americans, man. They've taken all of our money. They set us up,
man.
It's the house of the devil.
Look at the right. Devil.
Right. Devil. If you're a poly that lives next to a casino or a bingo hall, Here in Washington, it's if, bad.
God bless your soul.
If you're a poly and you lose all your money, don't ask polys you don't know for some money.
For real.
It's a real thing. And
it is real.
Right. If you lose, go home.
It just is. Go home. It is.
They'll look at me and I'm like, I'm not going to ask him, but I'm going to ask the wife because she looks nicer. It does. She's not nicer.
It does happen. More often than you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a financial, education. That's good financial education. Yeah. Stop begging people.
Yeah. I mean, if
take your ass off.
Or don't expect from others. Yeah. You know what I mean? What you lose, that's your problem.
What I do is if I'm sitting next to somebody and let's say I hit big.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to this old Filipino lady or this old Mexican guy or whoever it is that's sitting next to me for this long time. I will, when I get cash out, I will give them like $5.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's good juju.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. But it's like this, we've been sitting there for like a couple of hours, like pressing these buttons and we're maintaining, and it's good convo or whatever. And I'm like, oh, hey, I hit a bonus, whatever. I'm like, okay, here's $5.
You're better than me, sis.
Thank you.
Way better. I'll give him all my money. Like his parents, I'm like, here, take the whole $100. Here's the whole $50.
Well, that's our parents. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Like if that was my sister or anybody, the rules apply different. But I mean, to strangers. Yeah.
She just means strangers on the next.
Oh yeah. Strangers. Yeah. That may be someone or may not be someone. But I think it's good juju, especially because you guys have been. Like, they're cheering for you, or you're cheering for them.
The golden rule when you go out bingo, if you win, you got to split it up with your family that's there. Even people that you see.
Okay, I am a...
That's a Samoan.
You split it with the unwritten, people that would split with you.
Unwritten rule.
Well, here, okay, so I have to be honest. I am that poly that's guilty of... If I'm at the bingo hall, and whatever the payout is, $500, $750... And if I bingo, whoever is with me, I am throwing my paper at them and telling them to bingo. Especially if I know my families are all around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can collect your money?
Right. I am that kind of Samoan.
Oh,
I would.
Especially
because most of everybody in there either knows my mom or my dad or me or somebody. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I got bingo. They're like, yeah. I'm like, here. Yell bingo. And they're like, did you... Just yell bingo.
So that's another tip. That's a great tip for all you bingo players out there who don't want to split up your money because you got some bills you're trying to pay off. Give it to your Filipino friend that you pranked to the bingo hall. Tell her to call bingo.
But, as sad as it may sound, it sometimes is that way. Yeah. I am.
Bring your friend. You're not going to talk to you the whole time.
So, I love you guys' story. What I wanted to talk about. Your podcast. Let's talk a little bit about your podcast, and then we'll read the comment. We'll read a viewer's comment.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go on from there.
Yeah, I mean,
what you got going on in mind, bro?
I don't really have anything in mind. I just love listening to podcasts.
Uh-huh.
I love what we're doing right here.
Yeah,
been interviewed on some other ones, and I was like, man, I want one of my own.
Okay,
what it would be about, what I do, I don't know. I just really want to anybody doing something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Kind of like how I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on the podcast. Tell me your story. You know what I mean? Somebody might relate to you. You might help somebody. I mean, not even might. You will. Any little outlet like this that happens, somebody, it affects somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would always laugh in the beginning. And you're like, to all our listeners, two listeners out there, you would laugh, And I thought it was funny.
Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
No, we would
I wanted to. But by the time I got to it, there was way more than two listeners. You know what I mean?
I forgot about the two.
No, we used to say that all the time because we would we didn't know where we would get,
But it doesn't matter. Like, it's as small as you think it is, this is going to resonate with somebody.
Yeah.
True story.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
True story. The day I put out our first podcast and I was talking about the two listeners, just joking around.
Yeah.
My niece, she texted me and she was, because I first shot it out to my family members.
Yeah.
Like, hey, check out my new podcast. And my niece, she texted me back like, OMG, uncle, me and her husband at the time, we are cracking up so fucking hard right now because we're literally like your first two.
Yeah, no. When you guys were saying that, I was like really wishing I was one of the two listeners. You have no idea. I was like, fuck, man. I wish I knew about it before it even happened so I could have put a comment. I'm one of the two listeners. Suckers, they talking about me right now. But yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Like, but yeah, you say two listeners, but by the time I got hip to it, you guys had... comments.
Yeah,
comments.
Yeah, we got reviews, comments. Yeah. And that's what it is. If you're watching a YouTube channel, growing some more, you got to start somewhere.
We're encouraging people to put comments of things that they want to learn more. Yeah. Or what do you want to hear more about? Is there something that we need to touch up on?
It's all about, you know, growing. Mm-hmm. Like, we started off with two listeners. And it's going to keep growing and growing. Yeah. You know? But, hey.
Jealous I wasn't one of them.
But check this out. I mean, you're the first married couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You are the first married couple.
Yeah. And, thank you. You know, let's give her a go. Congratulations for that. Hey. So you guys are the very first.
Y'all don't understand the struggle
here
of having Samoan wives that don't look like the Samoans.
Yeah.
It's not really a struggle.
They don't understand. Yeah.
You know, because I don't speak Samoan and she does. It'd be funny.
That's what cracks us up right now because we may not look Samoan, but I think we're more Samoan than
like,
you guys are.
They'd be like, why the guy that look like he's Samoan from 1857? Yeah. He's not talking to me.
Same
then
here.
People come up and they'd be like, I'm not teasing our people, but they'd be like, ooga booga booga booga.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and she'll reply.
Yeah.
And then tell them in Samoan, oh, you don't speak Samoan. And then they'd be like, oh, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm
like, right. You speak English to me now, and they turn right back around, still speaking Samoan to me. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
And you know what she told me? She said, don't tell them you don't speak Samoan. That's rude. I said, what am I supposed to do? She said, just nod and smile at them. I said, hell no. You make me look like a tourist.
I did that. I did that same thing. I asked her, and she said, I don't know. And I said, well, how do how do I say? And then she taught me how to say, you know. I said, oh, you know, lokama elele lofa samo. And that's like, you know.
And most of them.
But she had to teach me how to say
cool,
that.
Cool.
And I'd be like, oh, say elele lofa samo.
Yeah,
you know?
And then they'll start talking English.
Yeah. But
here's a funny story. I did that to an older gentleman at church, Samoan guy. And I told him, I'm sorry, you know, elele lofa samo. And he said, lehai lele lofa samo. And I was like,
you speak here right now.
Yeah. You just, no, because you just said a whole sentence and they're like, no, pipelo.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
you're just kidding.
You just say a whole sentence and they keep going as to why you don't speak Samoan.
And that's what they want. Yeah. They want you to explain why you don't speak Samoan.
Yeah.
So I have to sit there and explain why he doesn't speak Samoan. And like, they go, well, how do you know how to speak Samoan?
Yeah.
And then I would just joke around and say, you know, I closed my eyes and I had a dream. And they're like, oh, kalamoy. I was like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No.
But I had to learn through her. And then I started. It's crazy because I found a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of a missionary.
Balangi boy or doy, was it?
No, no. This guy is a Mormon, but he has his own YouTube page where it's all about... the ABCs, 1, 2, 3.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the dude that, like...
No, I know you guys are talking
speaks
about.
Speaks like he's the oldest brother in the group or something.
Yeah.
Well, there's one on Facebook that has his own page.
Yeah.
Balangi
boy.
Yeah.
He's funny. I like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that's not
Jeremy. Come on, Jeremy.
Yeah, come on, Jeremy.
Maloli Jeremy, if you're watching this, uso. Maloli. Hey.
Wait a minute.
Jeremy,
is this the one where the Samoan guy opened the door? And then he was like, oh, yes, only.
Oh, yeah, I see that
one.
Or the, when they did the kao loco, the mekao loco.
He said something like, speak better Samoan than you.
Yeah, that one was, oh, my God, that had me cracking up. He was like.
I had a cousin like that. I think he was adopted, but he was Hawaii. Was it Polynesian Cultural Center?
The PCC?
Yeah. And he was this blonde hair, blue eye.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and he's just speaking Samoan. Even his English was bad, and I was just staring at him like.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So
he's speaking to me. I'm like, oh, I don't speak Spanish.
So there's a link. Now we were talking about that. I'm going to put this link at the bottom of the YouTube channel. His name is Colin Boren, and he's a missionary. But this is the thing. Like, we're not Mormons, right? But they teach Tafasa Amor to their missionaries before they send them out to the islands. There's nobody who teaches that in our culture.
Right.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Like educational style. Right? So I had to learn from him and through my wife, you know. And then, you know, just by conversation, listen to some more music and stuff like that. Yeah, and I'm like Jeremy, listen to his page. Right?
I'm a horrible teacher. I'm but so sorry.
I'll put that at the link because it helped me out a lot. The dude, he has it from step one all the way to everything. It's pretty cool. Like, you just gotta, you know, educate yourself about it yourself. But I'll definitely look into it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been teaching me.
There's different ways. You know, like one word can mean like three different things.
Exactly.
It's the way you say it or you drag it or, you know, and I'm just like, it's so hard.
Just like the first time I ever had a part in my dad's church, Samoan church, the Christmas play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And whatever I was saying, I said it wrong, so I was saying donkey.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is.
Say it.
Huh?
Do you remember your milk?
what's how you say donkey in Samoan?
I don't know how you say it.
I know.
Oh, the word, it was?
Yeah, it my parents said whatever, however I was saying it, you're saying donkey or just some kind of horse.
No.
But whatever. And I would pronounce it wrong. Remember. And it said, once you pronounce it this way, it means this. But if you pronounce the same word this way.
I know.
Right,
was it like Tama or Tama?
Yeah.
It means two different things. Yeah. And I didn't know. So I'm over there. Well, I don't name I'm just saying it wrong. And they just all started laughing. I'm like, that was my experience with Samoan churches, is just getting laughed at all the time.
Yeah.
The little Balangi kid. And then they say, he don't speak Samoan. All of a sudden they're all.
Yeah, I was right. I've seen you.
Hey, Pride.
I've seen you.
Yeah.
You got dirty underwear? I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nod and smile.
Mm.
That's why when she told me that, I said, no. I used to do that as a kid. And when she did start teaching me, she would she'll say something, right? And then the cadence would change.
Yeah.
And I start getting pissed. And she was like, no, I'm just trying to tell you. I was like, no. I remember that cadence when I was young. That's the cadence they would speak in when they were making fun of me.
Mm.
And I would really get mad. I was like, don't talk to me like that. And she's like, no, I'm just trying to tell you. So for her, she would say, like, repeat this. That's a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to, that's a bottle of water. Like, bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I hear that, I'm like, talking shit to me. I said, don't talk to me like that. I said, I know you're talking shit to
Maybe
me.
Maybe they might have said,
how am I talking shit to you? I'm saying the same words. I'm like, it's your tone.
But definitely, like, talking with your wife. And check out that YouTube link. Mm-hmm. I'll put it's a trip.
Because of her, I can understand a whole lot more. I can pick it apart
It helps us because our kids don't understand Samoan. So when we need to talk, secret talk.
But, you know, like, or you can do like one of my cousin, he put the bowl out and he had all his kids only speak in, you know, Fasa Amoa in their household, or else they're going to have to put like a quarter in that bowl.
Oh, wow. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Or, you know, you gotta just speak, you know, Fasa Amoa in your house whenever you can. But, it's different. I can understand where law come from. Same like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my mom and dad, straight from Samoa. Mm-hmm. But they never, just like your pops, same thing.
Mm-mm.
I think they felt like if they live here in America, they have to teach their kids only the American way, the American language, even at home, because they don't want them to feel embarrassed like they were probably while they were, you know, coming out here straight from the islands.
So I have a question. You know. So your parents only spoke to you guys in English?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to each other in some more, so we never
understood what they exactly. said. Same, okay. Same here, same thing. Yeah.
I think that's probably why it was different for
because you two,
because my parents didn't speak real good English, and I didn't have a choice. If I spoke English, I would get.
Our first language was English. Yeah. So when I went to Samoa, my grandfather would say, "No, follow me," and then he would ask me questions in Samoa, like, any normal Samoan or father, you would say, "Oinafaya oe." That's those are the first, you know, sentences that I learned in Samoan. So he would say, "Yeah, this is the answer." Kala pesto.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I like it a lot.
You know? Yeah, man, I still learn it too, but it like you said, I'm starting to understand. I can understand a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Even just understanding and then, you know, rather than speaking, but, you know, that's real life, though. That's real talk. You're not the Growing Samoan podcast, like Growing Samoan or Growing Samoan. You know, there's a difference, Samoan or Samoan.
Growing Samoan.
You know, we grew up. That's how we grew up.
Right.
That's
how me and I grew up Samoan.
Yeah. We grew up Samoan, not Samoan.
You guys are American Samoans.
Yeah.
We're American Samoans.
I know.
But you know me, I admire, you know, the American, like, you know, Samoan people that were raised, they were born and raised in America. Like, even though you guys don't speak it, you still love the culture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That was my thing. You know, like in my 20s, and just like late teens, man, even though we don't speak Samoan, we love being Samoan. We love the fact that we were Samoan. And a lot of the Samoans out here, especially, man, a lot of were coming from Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for me, it was cool because being in the military, you don't see any Samoans. Maybe one family in one base.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Until we got here, this was the biggest community of Samoans. And it was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
These people know what a Samoan is because they are. The rest don't even, what the hell is that? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
You know? I just know I am.
You have to go to a map.
Yeah.
You see this? I'm from here.
Yeah. That's what my mom and dad are, so I'm Samoan too.
I was born here.
But, you know, I would always try to connect with them when they come out. I'm like, hey, what's up? We didn't say oos back then.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the hell we called each other.
Bro?
Huh?
Bro?
No. I'm going to say what's up, oos. That's what I'm saying now. But I see a Samoan. Oh, what's up, oos? And then I knew what it sounded like. They'll say, what village you from?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't grow up in Samoa. I grew up out here.
Yeah.
And then they, what? And it. I said, oh, I don't speak Samoan. And then they get pissed. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you straight up, man, I was always fighting Samoans from Samoa, man. And they never lost. Oh, boy, that's how I'm just saying. But I'm saying, I hated it. I was so excited to see another Samoan.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, hey, because I always thought, oh, this guy's going to teach me more about, you know, who I am, why I'm not like everybody else out here.
They were probably some of them were like offended that we don't, but you
that's what it was. They thought I was just trying to fake the funk. Yeah, just, oh, look at this guy. He's just trying to come out here and be some Maoli guy or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, no, man, that's the way I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To them, they thought I was just a little wannabe buster that's, you know what I mean?
It's kind of hard to try to like understand it, because we know coming from our side, but we gotta like ask somebody who came from the rock.
Yeah,
like why you guys, you know, once they can, you can communicate with them and get an understanding from them, because it's a different world from living on the island, and you can just imagine. They speak no English. Yeah. They come here, and what's going through their brains? Mm-hmm. Like what the life, how their mentality is. Like, I gotta show what's up because, you know, we're in America now. You know, and this and that. And I gotta, you know, represent. You know, from Samoa, from my village, because that's all they know.
Yeah,
it's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's just different worlds. You know what I'm saying?
It's different now, though.
Now it's different.
Yeah. I live it now. Even like the younger generation.
The internet changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The younger generation, nice. You know, there was a time where it was kind of like, you know, you see it in the Samoan, you're like, oh, here comes trouble. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from that generation. And some of the younger cats that come walking by, because I still work the door, and they got that whole, damn, with it. It's like the love's back in them, you know?
Yeah.
Samoan cat comes walking by. I don't even know this kid.
Yeah.
He's like, what's up, Oops? What's up, man? How's it like in there? I was like, it's all right, you know, is there a cover, blah, blah, blah. He's like, first time, I got you. Come on, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm just passing by. I'm going to go to 7-Eleven. You know? You want something? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm just, and he means it, you know? That wasn't there before. And I'm just like, man, you just restored my faith in it, you know, yeah. Younger generation. A lot of them are like that, man. It's like, you know, there was a time when I thought, oh, they're just being
mean.
The warrior breed is gone, you know. Yeah. You guys are a bunch of sissies now and yeah. Whine and cry. I think there's really no need for that, you know, that warrior side anymore, you know what I mean? Mm. There's nobody's physically battling anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If everybody can just, like, really look out for each other,
mm-hmm.
we don't need to fight amongst each other anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be a dominance thing out here, you know? It's like...
Yeah. There's walls, there's barriers being broken down.
Yeah.
You know? The internet helped out a lot, Ooze.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
they get the internet in Samoa, and they keep up, you know? It's not like back then when we grew up, you know, remember we always had that joke where, like, oh, yeah, they're still listening to Billie Jean. That's the number one album out there. And it's already like 1993, 94.
Yeah.
But they just got the new 1984 Billie Jean album. But now, yeah, the internet, it breaks down a lot of barriers.
Yeah.
They just get everything like that, you know, communication, you know. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know. The podcast, whenever you get your podcast going, Oos, let us know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to connect.
We're going to be your first two.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
First two listeners. Us.
Jacob.
And then we'll spread the word. I want the community, the Polynesian, the Samoan community to, like, start podcasts, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple podcasts, like the one that I listened to when I was trying to get a feel for it. They're doing big.
Oh, they're in the Bay?
Yeah, For the Cultures. The big area. Shouts out to them. Yeah. You probably know them cats.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, oh, see? Yeah,
I know everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, your family's a big name out there.
I'm
yeah.
going in a couple of weeks, though. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what's up.
To the Bay?
Yeah. Oh, right on. Just a weekend.
Nice. Well, it's always good to travel.
We'll be down in LA in a couple weeks.
Yeah, in a couple weeks. We're going down for her dad's funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take that giant down there.
Don't worry. I'm looking forward to 90-degree sunshine.
I don't know about the Bay because, you know, they'd be cold, too. So
there's a heat wave down there right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Everything's, like, burning up.
Yeah. I hope it's like that.
Prayers out to everybody down there, man. Yeah.
Praying for you.
I'm packing my shorts and my flip-flops. I'm ready.
Until you get to the airport to come back, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
But the podcast for definitely
that'd be awesome.
That is gonna be off the hook, Moose. Mm-hmm. When you get that going.
Yeah, let us know.
And if you need any help whatsoever, any questions, man, I got you. Let me know, you know. I think I'm an expert.
Podcast mentors.
Yeah. I can call myself an expert now because there's only like 2-3 podcasts, Samoan podcasts.
You're a pioneer, man. Back in the beginning, you
know, I'm just a co-star.
You got a wonderful co-star right here, okay? You guys,
I couldn't do it without her. Like, I told myself, I said, "Nah, I had to do it with my wife because this is the struggles that we've been through."
Right.
Yeah. And we just want
telling your story.
Yeah, we're trying to spread our story and just share.
I can't even tell you how long it took him to get me on. And I was
share
like, no.
information. That's all our podcast is about.
Yeah.
You guys' information. So beautiful.
Yes.
And with people,
Thank you for sharing.
Listeners right now, I'm pretty sure it's going to benefit a lot of people by sharing your information.
Yeah, a lot of people go through. I didn't realize how many people go through the same thing.
He was like, they you got meet a them. Lot of listeners. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, it's amazing because it's taboo. Just like talking about finances, talking about falla lovers, talking about anything that has to do with that aspect. People in our culture, it's taboo.
So
it's all
that's another piece of advice. Like what's that thing? The Joneses. Keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah, man.
Keeping
stop
up with the Kardashians.
Everybody just stop fronting, okay?
You look stupid. You mean keeping up with the Kardashians right now?
Yeah. Straight up. When you guys are out there fronting, we see you and you look stupid. Just stop it. I'm not trying to be a hater right now. I'm just trying to be real.
It's just real talk.
I see it all the time. I'm like,
just real talk.
Look at this dumbass. Like, that's what you think we're like, oh, I wish I was that person.
Yeah.
No, we're like, look at this dumbass.
Yeah.
Just stop. It's when you're real, everybody loves you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if you're fronting out there, you notice you don't have any friends.
Yeah.
It's because you're fronting, man. Ain't nobody like your ass.
Yeah.
But the real ones, just be you, man. Be you.
Be yourself.
Y'all had no idea I was going through any of this stuff. I mean, yeah, not like everybody out there knows who I am, but I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, it's real. It's raw, and you know, it's just
the saddest thing about it is, the ones who are looking real foolish have no idea because they're non-educated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're
right.
Just keeping up with the Kardashians, what they see on TV, what their friends are showing them, what the people they hang around with. That's all they know.
Yeah.
So this podcast hopefully can break that barrier.
We're hoping it does.
If you're going home and you know you're not there, you're not there, man.
It
doesn't matter if you're fooling everybody.
Yeah.
You know, just... If you're trying to pretend like you show everybody, fool us like you have money, it doesn't matter if you don't have any money.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get your shit together because later you're going to learn. Try to learn fast, early in life.
Tala had a story at Winkles. Winkles is a supermarket out here. And you said it cracked you up because there was two Usos that were there. And you could tell one just came from The Rock and the other one been here. And they were conversating over buying something.
Yeah.
Tell us that story right quick.
It was late, you know, late at night. So, you know, there's like barely anybody at the store. And I was telling Henry, I was like, I was in the aisle, you know, where all the deodorants and the shampoos. And so there was, you could tell because they were speaking both in Samoan, you know, just straight from Samoa.
Yeah.
Well, but I could tell one was from here. I don't know how you could tell the difference, but I know when I could tell one's straight from the island and one's been here.
Yeah.
You know.
The only way you would know is the way they dress. You would know the way the American Samoa people dress and the ones from Samoa dress.
Well, they both came from work because they had on, you know, the Amazon, the construction vest. And then they had the flip-flops on. Well, one had the flip-flops on and I was like, okay.
That's Samoa.
Right. Sorry to you.
You want to say it.
But I was telling Henry, I said, it was the American one, right, that was telling the Samoan guy was like, Sole, you know, this is brand, you know, he's talking about brand. Was it deodorant? I couldn't remember, but he was talking about deodorant.
I think it's deodorant.
The deodorant.
Yeah.
So he was talking about like the brand deodorant, and so the guy that's from here, you know, from the mainland, was like, ooh. Se me mira como fie, you know, the thing that's more because he's lived here long enough to know, like, it's not about brand, but the Samoan guy was like, la famaya, la leila, cuengala. And you know, they're really like hushing and talking about it. And I was talking to her, I said,
so the guy from Samoa, he was like, no, I want to get that brand deodorant because that's the brand,
secret,
that's the name,
right,
the brand.
The secret or the degree or whatever the hell it was.
But the other Samoan guy was like, no, man, it's more kangofia, get the cheaper one.
It's still the same, it's good.
Because he said, we don't have that money.
Yes.
You're right, that's what
he said. Yeah, they didn't have it. Ele la coupe.
We don't have it. And then
you know, I'm just like browsing. I'm just like listening to the conversation. But I get it.
Right. And then what did the Samoan guy say? The one from the island.
He was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. So he went with, because it's true.
Cheaper,
he didn't have the money.
So
they still had to go get other stuff.
So that story right there was like, it hit. We were cracking up. We're like, oh, okay. That's some financial education right there.
Right, right.
The guy was like, I want the name brand, but it took a Uso to tell him, nah, bro, stay in your lane.
Right. Exactly.
Get
exactly. What
we can afford.
Well, let me tell you why you should stay in your lane.
But it was cool.
You don't have a choice.
They looked like they just came from work. They both had their vests and they were at, you know, and it's just, I think it was just like me, some other lady, and then them two. But they were like, shh, you know, it's like really like trying to keep it low. So the whole time they thought I was white, probably, because I'm all looking at the stuff.
That's
and I,
why.
And then I was just laughing at their conversation, which is why I told them.
And I thought that was cool. I thought that was a good story.
That was a great experience. Yeah, just to good. Listen, it's you good. Know, like, mm-hmm. like, shout out to him. For,
yeah, shout out
you know.
To him. Shout out to you, Usu, who said, nah, man, this is all we can afford.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's not about brand.
Right.
It's not.
Like you said.
You know it's not about brand. Let me tell you something.
Don't keep up with the Kardashians or the Joneses.
I will say this. Before I had children, I was always about the name brand.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't care if I go to Walmart or, you know, like, a good, you know, Goodwill. I'd rather shop there, you know, and have.
She turned that way now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he knows.
But I remember She hate everything I wear. Yeah. I mean, I get it because I got no sense of style.
Nope.
I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like shopping. I used to like shopping at Payless before they close. Mm-hmm. I miss you, Payless. Business is the 90s. Payless. I've been with y'all since the, no, the 80s. But y'all since the 80s, like whatever. But, you know, I go over there and I buy, they got the Airwalk versions of like Chucks and everything. And
me, the Airwalk versions of the Vans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
I was putting Converse on. And you know
I was
why?
A Payless shopper, I understand.
No, here's why I would wear those, because Vans won't fit my fat ass feet. But the Airwalks will.
The Airwalks, they're wider. Yeah,
they're
yeah,
wide. They and were, they will fit. I wear them.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh man, I like your new Chuck.
Yeah,
I like their Airwalks.
Yeah,
you know how much I paid for these things? Like how much? $19.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's then, a
you know go ahead.
There's a picture of a rich man. You know the millionaires.
Yeah.
You guys know that picture I'm talking about.
Where I know.
The shirt, you know, whatever, $5.
Right.
Slacks,
$5. Yeah. How much did he say?
Shoes, you know, $10. But you know, he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Then you see the guy who's broke.
Yeah,
$100 for right. You know
some
the shirt,
yeah,
$300 for the jeans, yeah. You know whatever, $500 for the Yeezys.
Yeah, oh man,
and then their wallet zero.
Zero.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Henry, let me tell you.
Okay. Henry always tells me, you know, sorry. He always tells me it's not about how much money you make.
Yeah.
It's how much you money spend. You spend.
How much
yeah.
you spend?
Yeah, yeah man. Yeah, yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Straight up. So,
anyway, to buy these cheap shoes, right?
Yeah.
And nobody knows why. I could buy Jordans. Yeah. I don't want to. It makes no sense to me in the first place.
Yeah.
But I buy the Airwalks because they fit my fat feet, right? And she would be like, you know, when you get on stage, you should dress nicer. She's right. She's absolutely right.
At least because get you on have stage. A brand to sell.
Yeah, that's your brand. Yeah. That's
you're
business.
Selling something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know,
your
you
music.
Work at a warehouse, you wear a uniform.
Yeah.
Before, I was like, hell no, I ain't wearing that shit. I'm me.
But, no, he says, I rock slow.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm too smooth to be embarrassed.
That was my old nickname from the White Rastas that I met in Seattle.
Yeah.
Shout out to the White Rastas. Bob Marley and Weed to you, man. Anyway, she would say, you should get you some Jordans. And I hated Jordans for the longest, you know?
Well, it's not hard for them to fit our feet.
Yeah, I don't fit Jordans.
Me neither.
They're not the white. Biggest reason I hated Jordans is when I started working, bouncing at clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's because 90%, okay, people out there going to argue with me, but I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
You know, I've been bouncing since 23,
yeah,
and I'm 32 now. It's a long time.
We'll go with 32.
I'm still we'll go 32. Up that he
plus
wants us 10. To get 32.
Plus 10.
Then I'm 21.
Yeah.
41? No.
Been bouncing since I was 23. Yeah. I'm 32 now, so that's 19 years of bouncing.
Yeah.
Pretty much 19 years of bouncing.
No, and when it comes to Jordan.
Yeah, that ain't 19. That's like 10. But keep going.
They don't get it. I'm get those, you know.
I get it.
People, 90% of people that I would run into wearing Jordans.
Can you close that window? Thanks, Ben.
Never have money.
Yeah.
Never.
So it was always a shoe to front. To me, it's like, oh, here's fool wearing Jordans. He ain't got no money, right?
Yeah.
And I would literally just like,
yeah,
watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's not true. That's just my experience.
Well.
So I hated Jordans forever. If you wore Jordans, I used to be like, you're broke.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So she would say, you need to wear some Jordans. I don't wear broke people's shoes.
Yeah.
It's not true. That's just my... That was my perception of them. So I hated Jordans
but
all my life.
In reality, that's how the American structure was based.
Yeah.
Where first came out the Adidas. Because when rap came out in the hip-hop game, Run-DMC came out.
Yeah.
Run-DMC was the first rap you know, group that... pushed out the clothes.
Right.
Nike so, wasn't hitting in the early 80s.
Yeah. So when
you not know, until Jordy came.
Yeah. Ahead, so everybody who was in the hood, you're listening to the rap shit. You're broke because you're in the hood. We all been there.
Yeah.
You don't have no money. But when you see Run DMC pumping out the Adidas, Mom, Dad, I got to get me some Adidas. Then the J's came out. He's still in the hood. Mom, Dad, I need some J's. And that mindset is stuck.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. There's nothing, you know, wrong with it. That's just how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
Nike.
Fucked up.
Nike is huge.
But
now
there are people who have money, you know, who can just afford them. They just wear them. But when when we grew up, that's how it was.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to cry.
Like, we know you fronting. You're just trying to cover up because you're just keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah. Keeping up with the Kardashians. Not only
that was the most you could do. That was the most you could do. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be broke, but I'm gonna do what I can, at least look good when I'm out here, you know. As a kid, it seems like once in your 20s, for a lot of people, it became the car. Yeah. Now the car is that piece of property that you're going to front in front of people.
And it's sad but true, but it's still like that today.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Yeah, everything is, it's still on that stereotype, that whole structure.
That's
is.
Why I said it's keeping up with the Kardashians. When we grew up, it was keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
And there's I don't know if you guys know the history about where that came from. In the East Coast, they were like the millionaires back in the day. The Joneses.
Oh, yeah, the Joneses, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what happened recently?
They went bankrupt.
They went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Like, they had to sell all their property or whatever, shit like that. So it's kind of like, yeah, you keep up with the Joneses, you're going to get fucked up. Yeah. But nowadays, it's the Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
Because they got that show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So it's like, all right, you're trying to keep up with the Kardashians. Well, what are you guys going to end up broke?
Just all because, that makeup, that's just too much.
Yeah, I
just show. You know.
I go to Walmart or the Dollar Tree. Yeah.
There you go.
No, I walked with him. I forgot where we were. We were somewhere and we went into a Coach store.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I will never in my life buy a $200 purse or whatever it is. It just doesn't make sense to me. To me. But that's because my husband's taught me frugal mindset. You know, so if it's not on sale.
But Sosie had that look like she had a couple of $200 bags already.
No, she's like, when it comes to purses.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to purses, that's a different story. Yeah. But now the clothes, that's, you know, I'll go with Walmart and, you know, the Dollar Tree. But the purse and the glasses, no.
But I got that covered. There's this website for a company in Korea.
There you go.
Boom.
There you go.
I get you three purses. Yeah.
We'll get you a roach.
Get you a goat.
A doach. Yeah.
You want goach?
Yeah, I just.
You want Gucci? You want Gucci?
You want a Rui Vuitton?
You should have seen Henry's face. When he looked at the, because he was like, oh, okay, you're getting you a purse. This was at the outlet.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm just looking. Yeah. And then he just looked up and he goes and grabs the price tag and he flips it. The first one's like, what, almost like $300? He's like, what the fuck?
I said, what the fuck?
It's the small bag.
We got to get out of here right now.
Crossover. And I was cracking up. I just wanted to
just make a scene so they kick you out of the store.
And you know what? It wasn't even on sale.
You guys need to leave now. I'm just trying to buy a purse for my baby.
It was just I just wanted to see the expression on his face at what a purse cost.
Oh,
you
know,
a Coach purse. And he was just like, what the fuck?
Oh, you haven't been a Louis Vuitton Prada? Oh, she's going to have a blast.
Right.
I, you know, at my age now, it's funny because, like, on the podcast, like, I tell people, like, I preach how I grew up poor. And I never noticed it until I'm, like, my age now. Like, all the music videos now and everything, and even all the like NFL players, like they'll hop on a plane, they got millions of dollars, they got all these Louis Vuitton bags and everything. They're broke.
Yep.
Like 2 years is the average of an NFL player, and it's sad but true. And this has I ain't nothing against them, but just seeing like it still happens today.
Yeah.
Like even the millionaires who have money.
Yeah.
They don't have the mindset of financial education. And they just buy everything. So that $1 million check,
yeah.
They spend that $1 million. And it, like, I'm watching these people, they're just young men in the NFL hopping on, they got the Gucci bags, like, right. Yeah, we're about to go travel here, play this game. Like, for what, man? Like, and then you have, 2 years max, you'll be gone.
Right.
And then what? What are you going to do with it?
I hear about some pawning their Super Bowl rings or pawning,
It's crazy.
It's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
I think above that, not even, it's more than just a financial thing. I think
it's an addiction.
It's an insecurity thing. It's that thinking, you worried about what other people think.
Well, yeah.
That's one thing
I've
hardly ever been worried about.
Reputation.
But
I only care about what. So, a lot of people care what other people think, right?
No.
I don't give a damn what you think unless I care about you.
Right.
No. And I know you care about me. Then I care what you think. I care what you think of me.
Yeah.
I care what you think of me. You know, your neighbor over there, I don't care that dude thinks I'm a serial killer. I don't know who that is. You don't know me. I don't, like, go away.
It's sad but true. It's in human nature.
The one person I would say it's
messed up,
or would give an example of, Michael Jackson. Now, God rest his soul.
Well,
like, he had it all. And then he spent a lot of money. And then until he passed away is when he started making more money. Well,
Michael Jackson is, to me, one of...
But he had to
not
sell
not mental illness, but...
He had insecurities.
He was Michael Jackson. You know? He was not a human being. He's a human being, but he's...
Not all there.
No.
If you look at his life and the way... Look at the way he looked when he was when he passed away. If you look like that, any of you... Did you see what he looked like? He looked like Schmeagol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's so messed up from all the surgeries. Would you take all of Michael Jackson's money if they said you have to look like Schmeagol?
There's a lot of mental issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So everybody thinks, mental, oh, man, I say, you don't know what it's like to be Michael. Yeah. I would never want to be Michael.
Yeah.
I mean, he said so himself. He's not Michael Jackson. He's Peter Pan. What, I don't know what the hell that means, but...
Yeah.
But he had a lot of financial problems within the years.
Yeah.
Well, he's Michael Jackson.
That that's a whole nother level. I don't think the grown Samoan can ever touch.
Sorry, now, The Rock, yes, The Rock. He's Samoan.
We can touch on The Rock's level because he was poor, broke.
Yeah.
He has his new a business. I think it's called $7, because that's how much he had in his when he was down at the rock bottom. Yeah. He had $7 in his pocket.
Right.
That's tight. It's a reminder for him.
Right. Like, shout out to The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Like,
yeah, man.
Big shout out to The Rock. The
I mean, you know, the mind is a big thing with me. It's like, if you don't believe, really believe, it's...
Yeah.
If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to do it. You're not going to make it. You have to believe in yourself. You got to have that confidence. Yeah. Or at least the know-how, you know, like...
This,
You ever see the... You guys ever watch The Secret or read the book The Secret?
No, I heard about it though. I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, Secret? Netflix called The Secret.
Yeah, there's a big time book, also, a movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the show is just the show is pretty much the book being read out loud.
Yeah, it's a book.
So it's easier and faster to take it in. But in there is just a. Dang, was it The Rock?
The Rock was in it.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going. But anyway. It's just the power of positive thought.
Yeah.
And it's just pretty much you will everything into existence. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a simple question of how you can do things. So, Henry and Tala, if I asked you, next Friday, you think you could come up with $20 that I could have by next Friday?
Yeah.
I could come here and collect $20 from each of you, right? Because, yeah, I could do that. That's simple. I know I could do that. I could do it now, right?
What do you want? It's okay.
Now, if I asked you this, by next Friday, do you think you could come up with $1 million to give me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And that's why you will never get $1 million by next Friday.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe it. Yeah, so what the secret is telling you is you have to break down those walls of belief of what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So someone like The Rock... That dude said, I'm going to be the biggest star in the world. Yeah. Believed it and knew it. How can... Most people can't tell themselves that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally cannot tell yourself that.
Yeah.
Like, you can. You could be the next Rock within 5 years.
Yeah.
But do you really believe that?
Especially Polynesians.
We don't. And no matter how hard we try, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the walls that have been built over years. And the secret is just telling you... Once you break those walls down, it's going to come to you automatic.
Yeah.
You know? It's just the way the universe works.
That's true. Yeah.
It comes to you. It's not... Everything is energy, and what you think of, what you concentrate on, is how it becomes reality. And I'm not talking about because, now my thoughts are going this way.
No. It's just because in general, forms. I read a motivational... Yeah. I was watching a motivational video about that.
Yeah.
The universe has its... It's just a form of positivity. You create the positive.
Yeah.
The positive will always work its way back to you.
Yeah.
If you believe and if you, you know, just let it flow. And I was like, okay.
They pretty much tell us we control everything.
You control it.
Yeah.
You just have to believe and not be you're the one who sets the limits on yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it tells you. It's like you're the one that's limiting yourself. If you don't limit yourself and you believe in what you, you know, anything, you can be anything.
Yeah.
And you believe that and you follow that path, that will all work its way in the universe back to you.
Mm-hmm. You speak it into existence.
And you have to train yourself. Yeah, it's more than speaking. It's, really, it's more than speaking, though.
Yeah, like, it's thinking. It's your thoughts. It's your inner being.
Yeah.
It's your positive outlook when you wake up, and you don't have to say nothing. You just have to... I can't remember the lady, but it's a motivational video, and I watched it one day, and yeah. I just was like, well, that is crazy.
You read that book?
Yeah, I read it. What's the author's name? Oh, man, I forgot the author's name.
Is it a lady, though?
But you ever hear that book? It's a lady that wrote it.
Yeah.
You ever hear that book, Chicken Soup for the Soul or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He heard of The Secret. I do remember that. Yeah, he heard of The Secret. I used to read that. He wrote that book.
Chicken. Yeah.
And he said, next year I want to make $100,000 or something like that. Mm-hmm. He ended up, just worked out his way, and he wrote this book. And the next year he got a check written out to him for $100,000?
Yeah.
$99,000, whatever it is, just short of $100,000. He said, wow, it worked.
Yeah.
And he said, well, now I want a check for $1,000,000.
Well, yeah.
Or that was the first book. Now I want to check for $1,000,000. Mm-hmm. Then he wrote Chicken Soul Soup, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his check for $7 million or something, whatever it was, you know. But he is a product of The Secret. He used that, and it led him to writing that book. So, and I tried it, and even that, it works.
Mm-hmm.
But it only works if you truly believe.
Yeah.
If life is bad around you, it's hard to believe you're going to make it or you're going to get anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why they say, you know, like, position yourself to where you're in a good situation. The better your situation, the easier it is for you to be optimistic and believe.
Yeah. So. I think I haven't read the book, but I always hear a lot about it. And there's good reviews, there's different reviews. And to me, it's I think if it's positive and it works, then it's good. It's good for anybody. Yeah. You know, if it can push out good vibes and everything. I have to read it, first, in order for me to even comment on it, you know what I'm saying? But the one thing I do love, and like I talked about on this podcast when the first episode was taking action, you know, and I believe that's like somewhat of believing and just breaking down barriers and just, you know, like don't let fear and self-doubt destroy, you know your power and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, you just gotta believe in yourself and do it. But I definitely need to read that book and stuff. But yeah, I hear you, those.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of listeners that read the book that can feel what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, the bad reviews are gonna come from people who. If you don't agree with the book, it's because. That's a method that you just won't, you know, some people can obtain it by just saying, no, it's all hard work, which is true, but you believe hard work is what you need to get it. So that's why it works for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just pretty much telling you whatever you believe in, whatever you focus on, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
If you sit there and believe I'm never going to make it and you focus on failing, that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you asked for.
Yeah.
You know, but, there's a lot of things for me. Your mental state is a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Good mental state, and if you're open to learning what you guys are teaching, you end up in a good spot. So those of you out there, open yourselves up to more than what you know. Because the older we get, the older I get, the more I realize how much I don't know. And that's true. A lot of shit I don't know, man. That was a hard reality to accept right there.
Still to the day.
I thought I was smart.
That humbles me every day. Yeah. I still don't know nothing. That's how I keep telling myself. I tell people too. I tell everybody on the podcast. I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
You know, because I had to learn the hard way, just like you. When I thought I knew everything, here comes some 19-year-old fucking kid at work telling me, "You don't fucking give a credit card to your son." And I'm fucking 30-something years old at the time, and I'm like, "What the hell?" Like, goddamn, I got humbled by a 19-year-old kid. You know, so. Yeah, at this time, we're just having fun right here, you know?
I know.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Gang of tangents. Sorry about that.
We're going to read the comment of the day. And with that comment, we're just going to feed off a little bit off of that. And then we'll do the tip of the health tip of the day. And then we'll probably finish it after that. Y'all, we're going on 3 hours now.
Oh, really?
Wow.
This is some Joe Rogan shit. No, look. I listen to Joe Rogan. I love his podcast. And he can go on 2-3 hours with people. And you wouldn't even realize it. Just because there's so much they can talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why we're in 3 hours. Ain't nothing wrong with it. People, Samoan people, this fucking 3 hours ain't shit compared to the 3 million hours you need to hear. So please, you need to listen to this over and over and over again. Straight up. Yeah. No, real talk. Like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Love that podcast. And then you take on and on. A lot of the times the people... They make it quick is because they're all, you know, famous people. They go in, they gotta hurry up and get out. Mm-hmm. And he be telling them, oh, you gotta leave, oh, you fuckers, you know.
Yeah.
But the people who have time, like this, we have time.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus it's
people
nice, like,
right now,
our first married couple. Mm-hmm. So getting experiences or getting more talk about.
Look how exciting this is. 3 hours.
Oh,
we can go on for another 3 hours.
I was like, well, pick a calling.
We can go on for another beginning.
I thought we were still in the hour. I was like, hey,
no, I really thought it was still the beginning of the hour. I was like, oh,
you know what? You know what? That's how I knew this was going to be off the hook. I bullshit you not. The first podcast,
yeah,
I was excited. And she didn't know, because we never did it before.
She never did it.
I never did it. The two guests we had on, who do we have? Paulo.
My older sisters.
They never did it, you know.
They were.
But at the time, I'm listening to podcasts constantly, over and over, cracking up. And I'm just like giddy, one like, oh, this is going to be cracking. And then we put the headsets on just like now. And right when we heard, hey, what's going on? Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, right.
Next thing you know, we're going and going.
Yeah, we're just talking about everything and anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But the first podcast, we're just fucking, we're everywhere, right? And then we're like, she was giving me that look like, what the hell is this shit over here?
Because he gave me an agenda. My husband goes, this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're going to do. And I'm like,
I had to
get him back on track.
I was just trying to cram from like 2 years into one podcast. Just like, but, you know, like today.
We're learning.
This is what's up. That's why I'm asking you, dude, when you do your podcast, who's... Let me know.
Yeah, dude, this is gonna be.
You're gonna have
a good time.
You're gonna have amazing podcasts, Zeus. I already know.
It's gonna be a good time.
You are gonna be having some great ones, Zeus.
Yeah, you can come in non-PC. Yeah. Just speak your mind, man. Don't be afraid anymore. It's 2020. Yeah. Let's call it. It's 2020. We say what we want again.
Yeah, man.
That's what I should call it.
2020.
We say what we want again.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, we're not here to offend anybody. We're just here to be real.
That's what it's about. You know, it's real, it's raw, there's no filters.
Yeah.
That's
the reason, like,
some real shit, yo.
It's like I almost don't want to talk to nobody. I listen to podcasts all day long because a lot of them, they're allowed to say what you want.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm working at the clubs, right?
Yeah.
And you get out here and you got people that'll say, well, what did he look like? It's a black guy, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to say black. They don't want to say... He was taller, wearing white pants. I was like, what was he?
He was tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah, he was like, well, he wasn't Caucasian. I'm like, what was he? He's like, he could have been Jamaican. Or I said, was a black dude? Yeah, I said, well, I need to know. Now it's too late. Well, yeah, they had like five of them already leave. I don't know which one it is. He's like, well, yeah, he was one of them. I'm like...
Oh, you mean at the club?
Yeah, I was like, because everybody, especially Tacoma,
they're all PC.
They
want
to be all super PC, and like, you have to
know the exact.
It
means politically correct.
Yeah, you have to know the exact way.
Yeah, politically correct. So everything that you use, if you work in an office environment, you have to be politically correct about everything.
Like, if you just don't be offended, man. It is gotta be real, gotta be cool, just be respectful.
If you don't want to say
be
black,
respectful.
Say African American. Very simple. If you don't want to say white, say Caucasian.
I ain't never heard a black person say African American.
If you want to say black, say black. If you want to say white, say white.
Yeah. I've never heard a black dude say.
You just like you
well,
said.
You, know. For those
you better
that
call me African American.
That are overthinking the politically correct thingy, that's the simplest way to tell them. Caucasian.
Here's my non-PC. Is all this stuff was invented by white folks that ain't got enough shit to do in a day. Because it ain't no, there ain't no black people saying you need to call us African American. Yeah. It's the white people saying you need to call the black folks
African-American. Here's my thing.
We don't want to offend them.
Here's my PC definition. You're just scared. Stop being scared, people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Fear. It's just fear. Like, what if I do? What if I just
shut I heard up. This one dude say when they're asking me about Samoan or Tongan or Hawaiian. One dude said, you can't call them that. You have to call them Polynesian. And I just said, he goes, why would I do that? He goes, you have to call them Polynesians, man. He said, oh, it's because they get mad when you mistake a Samoan for a Tongan. I said, he goes, no, because it doesn't matter which one they are. You have to call them Polynesian. You know what I said? I said, get your ass out of my line with your political bullshit. Yeah. And he was like, oh, did I offend you? I said, dude, man, it's okay. Bro, I'm Samoan, okay? And he goes, yeah, man, I got Samoan homeboys. And I said, you don't have to call us Polynesians, man. It's like, it's okay to ask somebody if they're Samoan or Tongan.
Yeah.
You want to find out, right?
Yeah.
I said, don't kill that, man. You just, next thing you know, we can't call boys boys and girls girls. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well, no. We can't.
They're beings. Really? You can't do that in the workplace?
In this day and age?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I was just joking about that.
What's
no, real
now? Well, y'all kiss my ass on the Ooh Skywalker podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be boys or girls.
Sorry. Yeah. We
hermaphrodites, whatever you want to be.
But it's a whole different story now.
I did not know. I was just joking.
Well, to me, it's like, it's simple. Yeah, like I said, it's just
how am I going through
fear.
This? I'm only 32. It's crazy.
Like people who are like scared to
I'm
call
sorry.
Like people black, white, gays. Like people like say
well,
you can't even call
you've got
the people
LGBTQ,
like
LGBTQ, you know, kind of thing going on right now. So it's kind of
when it comes to anything in our Samoan culture, we just stick to our roots. We don't care. We're not scared.
Yeah.
We're just like say what we want to say because what's gonna happen to us? What you gonna do to us? You know?
Well,
How is it in Samoa?
We only have two terms.
Because like
there's
in
only
Samoa.
Fafa fingers and then there's mala.
Yeah,
there's not really much.
Yeah. Are they like, because to me, every family member, every so we got a family member that's Fafa Finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're great. They're entertaining.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They don't give a
damn
what they say.
They're fun.
And, yeah.
They're
well,
they so
just
fun.
Usually say this. Oh, that's my Fafa son. That's how they say it. They don't. There's no other way
but
to
I'm
say
saying,
it.
But I'm saying, like, in Samoa, is it, like, accepted? Like, out here, it's accepted.
Oh,
we're fine.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, yeah, that's my
I
old
mean,
mama.
The family, like, didn't expect it to be like that, you know. Of course, like for example, a man who turns to a woman, that they didn't expect that. You know what I mean? Like
it's actually,
they had dreams for them to be a man and have children, and then
it's very accepted though.
Yeah,
in our culture, we're very good with it.
Yeah, it seems like so they're accepted, so we don't need like weird technical terms when it comes
No, not as long. No, not so much.
No, because
that's just an American
thing.
You
can be a Fafa. You can be a guy and be a Fafa Finge. But you can be straight. But you're Femi. But you're still Fafa.
Yeah.
Or then you cross over and you become a Mala.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a Fafa Finge, which you are Femi. But you're also gay or a lesbian. That's that's the differences between the terms of Fafa Finge and Mala, so.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like,
what you're trying to say,
just, it's just normal. That's just
it
my,
is. It
that's
is.
My Fafa brother, right?
Right?
Yeah.
But
it's
my
accepting.
Fafa brother isn't running around Samoa saying you
there
need to identify me as a woman.
No, I know.
No.
That's what
it's
you're
just,
trying to say is it PC in Samoa?
No,
no,
it is
not.
No, yeah,
it's not.
No.
See, I think you've been around too many PC people, bro. You need to get that out of your brain. Hey, Oos, you are Samoan. that PC stuff, just like you said, it was invented by the Palangi people for because they have no time, man. And that's exactly what it is, man.
Yeah, there
it's
is
like all that PC stuff
that
to
could
me.
Be a lot of truth to it. It just seems that way, but you know, it's funny.
Yeah. There's no politically correct term in the Samoan culture.
Not at
we
all.
Accept it for whatever it is, whether it's Fafa, Mala, whatever.
Because
whatever
I'm that way too. Like I got nothing against them. One of our best friends is Mala, and
oh my god!
So when I get people telling me I have to treat them this, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Leave that to the Palangi people and their Palangi fafas because
that's
all
our
their
family. Like that's all good,
right?
That's why it's cool we're talking about this because it's all about our people, how you know they can relate to what we're saying. Palangi people and their PC stuff,
That's just insane.
We just leave it to them. They do what they want to do.
They've expanded this category, really. Yeah. They have so many different ways to categorize somebody who is femi or somebody who is gay or a lesbian or transsexual, whatever it is. They've got so many boxes. While to us, it doesn't matter.
Just you're human.
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter. Just human. Because we love them no matter
you
what.
You are my brother
totally
or you
different.
Are my sister. They don't look at you any different.
Yeah. And you can be a shim, you can be a... Whatever.
Yeah, I'm like you're talking about. Oh, one time we heard my cousin, blah blah blah. Blah he's a fafa.
Yeah,
and it's
but that's
like
my cousin.
Nothing.
That's my, you know.
That's like telling my other cousin that he's my other guy cousin. And then you got these. We need to be treated this way. You need to treat them that way.
And that's one thing I love about us Polynesian Samoans is because we don't identify different. You know what I mean? Like everybody is the same.
Yeah, I mean if it's my cousin that's a guy. So to me, it's always a hen. But if my cousin says, I'm femi, I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, okay, that's my sister.
Right,
Then you identify with whatever they want you to identify.
Yeah, whatever they're comfortable with.
Or what Law's trying to say is, our people don't get offended. If you're a fafa finger, you don't get offended like Palangis do. Oh, you need to call me this. You need to, you know. You know, it's like, no, our people, we don't really get offended. Even like us. No, you don't need to call me Polynesian, call me Samoan.
Well, here, I have an example.
Only that's...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have an example. Remember when I called my own cousin, that's so-and-so's brother, but it's not a brother that's...
Yeah, he is, sister.
See?
Yeah.
And did he react a certain way? He was just cool, right?
Yeah,
there you go. That's an example.
Fengi made a joke, and he was like, sister, you got it wrong. You know, we all laughed, you know?
Yeah. I was like, that's the sister, you know?
Well, and then we forget, because you got to remember, if we grew up with them knowing that they've always been a boy and they want to be a girl, well, I'd be like, okay, sorry, love, I forget sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
so weird.
But they make jokes. They'd be like, hello.
Yeah.
And I love it. I totally love it. They're great fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, just growing up, just always one around.
Yeah.
It was never a thing to me, you know?
Yeah.
And then now it's like, it's a big thing. And I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, what happened here?
Maybe in a different
And they're telling me, there's certain things I'll say, you can't say that. And what did I say?
It's a lot different now.
So, working the door. We got ladies' night. Ladies are free. Guys, you're paying a cover, right? That's just an industry thing. Where girls go, guys follow.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make money. It doesn't matter. So this guy comes up, and they're college-looking kids. I was like, how much is the cover? I'm like, you ladies are free. Guys are $10. Well, that's sexist. Now, that's discrimination. I was like... Ladies are free, guys are $10. Like, I'm not even polite about it anymore, you know? And he goes, what if I identify as a woman? Like,
man.
You're paying $10, okay? If you're going to go in there, he goes, well, I identify as a woman. I don't give a shit, man. You don't live your life as a woman, okay? Do you live your life as a woman? He's like, that doesn't matter, because I identify. I said, see, that's the system you guys are abusing.
Yeah.
And I'm a guy who don't give a shit.
No.
I said, you are not... $10 or you're not going in. He was like, and now the girls are defending him. If he says it, you have to abide by it. I said, do I? So what do I have? What do we want here? She was like, it's an equality thing. I said, equality. Okay, well then everybody's paying $10. Even the bitches. Right? So I'm taking it to the next level. Even the bitches. And they're like, you can't call us that. I'm like, hey, you want to abuse the system? So am I. Because you know what? there's nothing you can do. You can't sue me.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and write a bad review about this place. Nobody cares. Yeah. You want the reality of what's going on? I said, for this system to work, it has to work. You mm-hmm. have to respect what it really is, okay? Yeah. For you to come up and say, I identify as a... You're fucking over the real people who do identify as a woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I said, if you come over here and you look to me like you live your life as a woman, I know you're a dude. You're going in free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you came in, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, because it's real. I know who you are. You know what I mean? But you're just a douchebag.
Who you're don't want to pay $10 no. for yeah. a cover.
And you thought... your little PC stuff was going to work. And so I said, you know what? All y'all get the fuck out of my line. And then they were like, they're so demented in their head. You know what they called me? A terrorist. Because
damn,
I didn't support I didn't support the American way or whatever. And I was like, you really believe that? I said, that's how messed up everybody's becoming? That's how you youngsters are thinking now? Terrorist?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I said, that's weird. I said, all right, well, you assholes don't come back here again. And they're just like, fuck this place. We're going to report this. They're just saying all this stuff. And then I just kind of sat there like, wow.
That's a,
what are they learning in college these days?
Yeah, like you said, kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're talking about an era who, like, grew up with a cell phone in their hand.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That they all they them? All the shit that their PC bullshit
yeah.
is all this shit they see on social media.
Yeah. Or it's the internet.
Fed, the internet, social media is fed to them.
Yeah.
They're not getting the real talks about look
life.
You know, this is how it really is, you know what I'm saying?
You know, and some of that stuff is for good.
Yeah.
But some is just abused and it's gone too far.
Yeah, of course, it's being abused too far, but the people who's really, like, you know, into all that are the people who've never been through the struggle.
Yeah.
They haven't been like you, like me, like us.
Have you guys ever gone to a protest?
No.
Not since I lived in Long Beach, California.
Well, that's a definite. Right?
Where, I don't know why I'm bringing this
where up. Are we going with
because... my bosses at work, they told me one time, he said, I don't know what all this protesting and all this stuff, you know why I never protested? It's like, why? I was too busy working and I just started dying. I was like, it does seem like all these causes are done by people who ain't got a job or just, yeah. I don't know, man. Okay, we're going down a stupid path here.
We're gonna read the comment.
So I'm gonna read the comment. We're gonna read the comment.
Law's excited like I was on my first podcast.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about anymore.
Law reminds me of Henry because they're all
no,
over.
You have a lot to talk about. Yes. That's the thing.
And
like
you my can't experience fit it all in one podcast. Oh,
that's why I need somebody with me because my mind is like
No. It's yeah.
No. We just can't fit
that's someone
so much
that's someone that's podcast. Gonna be with you is right there
yeah. sitting next to you.
But
if
like,
she's not around, I'll be like just talking about everything.
Yeah, but this I love it because that's what on my podcast, the commercials, is encouraging people to start their own podcast.
Yeah.
Well, Anchor. And now when you told me you want to do your own, I was like, fuck yeah, do that shit. You got so much to say, who's all those stories that you have that you're ready to get into, man, it's gonna those are podcasts after podcasts after podcasts and podcasts, and I love it. I'm just telling you right now, I'm cracking up because
yeah, right,
because you remind me of me on the first one. And yeah, but zoning in to what you want to, you know, make it a, you know, about. But if it's just shooting the shit, fuck it, it's just shooting the shit.
Yeah, man,
I'm gonna be on there shooting the shit.
My shit ain't gonna make no sense,
you know. And this, like, and people are gonna
make about. Sense to somebody.
Exactly, it's gonna make some sense to a lot of people. Trust me. So this comment, we're gonna read this comment, and Tala, she does all the comments, so she's gonna read it.
I don't. It's my husband wants me to. He leads, I follow.
That's good. That's
part
good
of the marriage, thing. Right? So this one is I from Ooh Skywalker.
Shout out to Skywalker.
So the subject is great podcast. Loving what you guys are doing. Your personalities are key to this pod's success. Coming from the same culture makes it easy for Polly's to relate, and your humor keeps us engaged. That would be my husband. There is a feeling of comfort that comes from the fact that you've been through the same financial falls as most of us. That gives people more of a willingness to learn and take in what you all are teaching us. At the time of writing this review, I'm all caught up on the episodes, but the one about the pillars resonated best with me. Again, love the show and thank you.
Yeah, that was on. Appreciate
you.
That was on iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So how many? So. What was the rating we got on it? Was that 5 stars?
Lima.
Five stars.
I like 5 stars, Ben.
Yeah. God bless all of you.
So that review was from iTunes, and that was from my guy right here, sitting right here live in person, Oo Skywalker.
Hey.
And shout outs to his lovely wife, Sosie. Yes.
Thank
we
you love
that comment. We thank you guys so much.
We appreciate you guys for being the first married couple besides us. On this.
and it said here, at the time writing this review, I'm all caught up on the episodes, but the one about the pillars resonated best with me.
The pillars of credit.
So let's talk a little bit about that before we end.
Hey, yeah. Well, I can't remember everything about it, but how one thing I really wanted, because my boss was using it, and I was like, oh, is when you... He does the same thing you guys are talking about. And he was trying to tell me at one time, and I was kind of like, oh, is the using the cards. He uses one card to buy everything in the shop. But because he uses that credit card, he has these mega points.
And
he flies
reward.
For free. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime we want to fly, we get like, what, maybe 1-2 flights. We could go a year on him just because of those. He's like, if I got the points, you're going. You know?
Yeah.
And, he's like, yeah, I can get this, this, this. And he's like, this is what you need to get on. And, you know, it really, but you guys are hitting on that.
Yeah.
You know, and just hearing about, and what you do is if you pay this before this closeout, you still got your balance. I was just like, I like that.
Be very, very
that's the hustle right there.
Good tips,
bro.
Yeah. And it's all stuff like me, man, when it comes to crunching numbers and that kind of stuff, I love it. You know. I just can't do it because somebody's messing up my numbers.
Well,
hopefully the podcast will help you guys out.
Yeah. Anytime there's something new to learn, you know, she's always on board.
And pillars of good credit. That was our episode number 5.
Listen and tune into that one.
I had fun with that.
Dig into that if you want to, and we're gonna have more episodes about like the financial part of credit. Even about
Well, I know that somebody was requesting that we talk about so we know that there's getting out of debt, but like how to get out of debt.
Oh, that's gonna be one of our other ones.
Let me tell you how to get out of debt. Stop eating out.
There you go.
Eating out will destroy your income.
Yeah.
That'll help.
But it's
that's
I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
No, that's actually one of the
bro. Let me tell you, you know, the app I bank at US Bank, and every month it shows me a graph where your money's being spent.
A lot of it is in eating
out, and it's just like dining out. I'm like,
I have you're a good person. You have a good heart. I love you because of that. I love you because of that. It was number one thing.
Hell yeah.
We got some stories from when we were younger.
Oh, I know. And we always connected. Those stories are not, should be ongoing some more.
But we're going to wait for your podcast.
Yeah,
and
that
then
podcast,
we're going to dig into that one. To
that one's really raw and real, huh?
Yeah, man.
It's rough, rugged, and raw.
You hear some funny shit out there.
But, or before we end, what can people hook up with you if you wanted to, you know, people to contact you? You got an email, web address,
everything,
social
Skywalker,
media,
every social outlet there is, whatever.
So Oo Skywalker.
Oo Skywalker.
No. Just get a hold of the wife. I'll pass on the message.
And your phone number is
911.
911.
Right there, that's the problem.
Man, it's been amazing sitting here chopping it up,
thank
shooting the shizzles for zizzles.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
The time. Stories that you guys had.
Yeah.
It's going to hit a lot of people. I love
it. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Always.
I feel like we got friends again. You working all the damn time.
Sometimes you need a break.
Got no friends.
Sometimes the only friend we have is our 4-year
old. It's our 4-year old, man. We tell it how our day went.
We can relate. All we got is what's in this house.
You be telling them how your day went. They just looking at you like,
right.
Can I watch TV now?
Yeah. Are you done yet?
Can I look at my tablet?
When I ask them, I'm like, is it time to play?
Yeah.
Is it game time?
But.
I get better conversation with my 7-year old than the ones that are adults and teenagers.
Yeah.
But like you know, definitely, bro. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Got you, like Ooze Skywalker, we're gonna put that on the show notes. Man, I love it. You promoting is gonna be a big freaking thing for the parties out here. In the community, who's
oh yeah, I'm one of many. There's time. Others, man. There's just a lot of this, yeah. And it's
well, you're a good-hearted person. I love you, yeah. And I know that you're gonna just blow up big time. You know, so you already
Let's
are.
Do it.
You made it to the Growing Someone podcast.
Yeah,
keep doing what you're doing for your parents. I love you for that.
Oh,
that's,
I know.
That's awesome. Because your parents are awesome.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah,
really good.
Is there any last words? Well, I'm going to make sure I put all your contacts on the bottom of the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put it on the show notes.
And then any last words for you guys to the...
To the viewers?
The viewers.
Got something to say?
Oh, just to my Polynesian people, look out for one another. Mm-hmm. You know, like just... We're supposed to stand together and let's do that. 2020, let's be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh yeah, that hit it right there. 2020, let's be better.
2020, let's be better, y'all.
Yeah. No more dry hating.
Yeah. Yeah, let's be better. Fuck that BC shit. And you know,
stop being bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Man, fuck that.
It's God black or it's white. It don't matter.
Don't ever call me, you know, something. Anyways, thank you guys for coming. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Love big you shout outs to you, Law and Sosie.
Thank you.
Growing Someone podcast.
If you didn't know already, go to that first episode. It's your first time, and rate, subscribe, and do all that good stuff that you know.
Yeah.
iTunes. YouTube, leave a comment. We love you guys.
Share it on Facebook.
We love you guys. And everybody, we're going to wait till the camera says bye. Peace out. Love you guys. Bye. Yeah. To fa soy fu. Everybody say to fa soy fu.
Fa soy fu.
There he goes.
Manuel le po.
Yeah, Manuel le po.
What she said.
Ha 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 ha.